Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the beauty shop. The beauty shop. Now, we are all familiar with the beauty shop. It's probably one of the most popular places to go on the weekends, and there are so many people who go in looking one way and come out looking another, it'll almost blow your mind. You take a manicure, for example. A person can go in with hands looking as rough as they do if they work construction, but when they come out, their nails are shiny, it looks good, their hands are polished and lotioned down, they look great. Same thing, a woman goes into the beauty shop to get her hair fixed, and she may go in with a scarf on her head or a cap on her head. Her hair's not washed, not even combed. But when she leaves the beauty shop, she looks like a beauty queen because a transformation took place on the inside. My friends and neighbors, I submit to you that as leaders, we have many people who are looking for the same type of transformation. They're looking for that something that can help them get better, and they're looking to their leader to solve that problem. I submit to you that when we're building teams and strong organizations, the most powerful element we can provide is the beauty shop experience to everyone on our team. They may come ugly in a figurative sense, but they want to leave our presence looking beautiful from the inside out. Yes, my friends and neighbors, how is that accomplished? Consider the CUTE acronym as our guide. That C reminds us of our responsibility to be creative. You know, beauticians have to be extraordinarily creative, and that includes makeup artists, manicurists, you name it. They come in and they don't have a lot to work with in some cases, but they've got to use different things to create the environment that makes their client beautiful. Well, by the same token, my friends, we've got to be creative. Some have to have part-time schedules. Others need full-time schedules. Some are better with conference calls. Some are better with group meetings, video presentations, PowerPoints. Some need research and statistics and testimonials. You name it. Our job as master beauticians is we must master the art of creativity. That's when we are constructing an environment that makes sure that our team looks better. What are you doing to create on behalf of your team? Do they see new things coming out from you every day? Are there new professional development opportunities they can connect with? What are you creating? Are you creating a pathway for them to excel and advance, or are you remaining stagnant? See, the reason that women switch beauticians is because at some point their beautician is not doing it for them anymore. They don't feel like anything new is happening. They come out looking the same old way they did when they went in almost. Well, the same token, my friends, to retain team members means that creativity must take place. Contests and awards and incentives and you name it. We've got to do what we can to keep the environment of creativity alive in our respective beauty shops. That U in our CUTE acronym reminds us of the importance of treating them uniquely. See, one of the things I like about beauticians of all kinds, they remember your names, they recognize your individual situation, and they respond to your specific needs. We could take a lesson from them by remembering everyone's individual names on our teams. Treat them uniquely. Understand that they all have individual situations. Some may have children and are not able to work as much as those who are single. Some may be doing work with us part-time while others are giving it a full-time attention. We've got to treat them uniquely. You may hear parents say sometimes that they treat all their kids the same. Unless they only have one kid, that's not accurate, because every child has to be treated differently because every kid has a unique situation. The beautician doesn't treat everyone that sits in her chair the same or that sits in his chair the same. They have to treat them differently because they all have different situations, as it were. How well are you responding to the individual specific needs of the people on your team? Are you recognizing that some of them have experience and others don't? Do you recognize that some are not as confident as others? Some may not have the esteem as the other ones have. Some may be lacking in certain areas, and they may need development in specific components. Some may be great at prospecting and bad at closing, and others are horrible at negotiating, but they're good at opening the door, and we've got to respond to their unique individual needs. That's what makes the beauty shop so attractive to everyone. They know that their beautician knows their hair and their skin and their tolerance level. They know what they can take and what they cannot. That T in our cute acronym reminds us that we must teach transformation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must teach transformation. See, what a good beautician will not just transform you in his or her chair. A good beautician is going to give you some beauty tips and some things you can do at home to keep your hair looking good. They will say, listen, when you go home, you've got to wrap your hair. You see, when you got to make sure that when you lay down, you don't lay on it this way. You have to lay that way. And listen, do not go swimming this week because you're going to mess up your hair. If it starts raining, you better find a plastic bag. They're trying to teach transformation. What is it in a nutshell? It's three things. It's a constant focus on continuous improvement. Then it is things they can apply when they're not in your presence. Then finally, it is the lifestyle change that helps to teach transformation. Remember, it's a constant focus on continuous improvement. The beautician doesn't want you to leave them on a Friday and your hair be messed up on a Saturday. That's not the goal of the beautician. They want you to constantly focus on improvement. They would love to work with healthy hair. They love to work with healthy skin. They love to work with healthy nails. And because they do, they want to show things that we can do at home. How much are you giving your team members to do when they're not in your presence? Do they know how to operate when you're not around? Do they have the beauty tips that are going to help them succeed in every situation? I hope that there's a lifestyle change because they should come in our presence recognizing that they'll never be the same again. Finally, my friends and neighbors, last but not least, the beautician must experiment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I know we don't like it. Nobody wants to be the guinea pig, and you don't want your beautician experimenting on your hair. You don't want them to try the new products on your head. You'd rather them try it on somebody else first. But the reality is that new tactics, new ideas, new strategies are necessary. That we don't always know the answers. See, the definition or the concept of being an expert is someone who's experimented enough to gain a level of knowledge. We've got to experiment. Don't be afraid, my friends and neighbors, to try something new with your team. Get someone to volunteer, as it were, to be that guinea pig, because we've got to keep making things better and better, and we can only do it when we experiment. You know, George Washington Carver made 300 inventions with the single peanut. It took a lot of experimentation, and in order for us to get better with our teams, my friends, we want to make them cute, and we can't make them cute without experimenting every now and then. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I'm going to tell you, Success Training Institute will grow your business as well as change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.